thing is that usually when I lend somebody else money, there's only a sheep in the chosim on the karkoi. There's no sheep in the chosim on the metaltalim of the loiva. That's a question, a famous dispute between the Rambam and the Rashba, whether that distinction between karka and metaltalim, whether that's minatera and midirabonim. The Rambam writes that metaltalim are not tachas shibud hamal v'dvar Torah. So from the Rambam's statement, you see two things. First of all, he holds that shibud deraisa, that the karka is, there is a shibud, there is a dispute in the Gemara, whether shibud deraisa, shibud lav deraisa. The din is that usually when I lend somebody else money, there's only a sheep in the chosim on the karkoi. There's no sheep in the chosim on the metaltalim of the loiva. That's a question, a famous dispute between the Rambam and the Rashba, whether that distinction between karka and metaltalim, whether that's min ha-Torah midirabbanan. The Rambam writes that metaltalim are not tachas shibud hamal v'dvar Torah. So from the Rambam's statement, you see two things. First of all, he holds that shibud deraisa, that the karka is, there is a shibud, there is a dispute in the Gemara, whether shibud deraisa, shibud lav deraisa. What does it mean if I lend you money? The fact that you owe me back the money, the shibud aguf, that you have to pay, of course that's deraisa. That's what a halvor means. Yeah. The Gemara has a machlokes whether shibud deraisa or shibud derabbanan means the shibud nechosim. The fact that all of your karka is meshubah to me, that even if you'll sell a karka to a lekuchas, or even if the loiva dies, I can still collect from the yisayim, I can still collect from the lekuchas, that's based on shibud nechosim. Shibud aguf is only minei, to collect from the loiva himself. So shibud aguf, that the loiva owes money, that's certainly deraisa. That's what a halvor is all about. The shibud nechosim, that's a dispute. So the Rambam paskens that shibud nechosim is deraisa on karka. But on metaltalim, the Rambam writes, the metaltalim of the loiva, anat tachas shibud hamal v'dvar Torah. That's a din deraisa. The Rashba has a famous essay. He writes an essay in the end of Kiddushin. In the middle of Kiddushin, he refers you to the Kuntra Sachran. He writes, he has a long, long essay at the end of Kiddushin. And part of his Kuntras on Shibudim is that he says that the Min HaTorah is the same. Karka Metaltalim is really the same. And it's only with the Rabbanan that they cancel the Shibun Chosim from the Metaltalim, because Lais Leikola, people will not know when you buy real estate, so they can make a search. You can go to people and they'll make a search to find out who has a Shibun Chosim on the karka. On the Metaltalim is Lais Leikola, you'll never be able to find out if anybody has a lien on it. So therefore, with the Rabbanan, they cancelled the Shibun Nechosim on the Metaltalim. So whatever it is, halacha l'maaseh, there is no Shibun Nechosim on the Metaltalim of the loiva, only on the karkos. We understand why, because the karka is horetz li'olam ma'imodes, the Rishonim use the melitza, the karka is always going to remain there, he can't hide it, he can't destroy it, the karka is going to be there, the karka is the karka. So therefore, there's more reliance, the malva relies more on the possibility of collecting from the karka. The metaltalim, he can lose, it can get destroyed, the behemoths can die, it can be stolen, they can hide it, so it's not real estate. It's the karka is real estate, yeah.
What about the pharaohs?
Pharaohs that grow from the karka, yeah. That's a long discussion in Bav Metzia, a long, complicated discussion. Yeah, okay, it is Tuvishan. That's a long topic about whether Balchoyv Govis are pharaohs. Under what condition does the Balchoyv collect pharaohs? Long discussion in the Gemara and the Rishonim on the Gemara. See, the Gemara says the one exception to the rule that there is a sheep in the chosim ha-metaltalim, and when there is a sheep in the chosim ha-metaltalim, it's even stronger than the regular sheep in the chosim ha-karka. That one exception to the rule is by mashkin. If the malva lends money to the loiva, and the loiva gives a mashkin to the malva, mashkin means he gives him a diamond ring, he gives him a watch, he gives him some security. So then the din is the balchoyv koine mashkin. That's Rabbi Yitzchak's din, the last two lines on Lamed Zayin and Aleph. Which means that it's a stronger shiv in the chosim than on karka. Why is it stronger? Pasha, it's mamish tachas yodai.
Yeah, yes,
the loiva gives it to the malva. It's mamish tachas yodai. So of course it's going to be a stronger shiv in the chosim. What's an afkamina, stronger, weaker? Well, he just said before that the word apoitiki we were discussing last week. The word apoitiki obviously comes from the Greek. The Gemara has it apoite heikoi. You should stand over here and you should have the right to collect this karka we were discussing. So he mentioned that it comes from the Greek. What's again the word?
Hypotex.
Hypotex. And in German also he said like that. So hypo means extra, more. And tech means strength, yeah. Power. Means that there's more shib nechosim. Hypotex means more strength, more shib nechosim. So here there's such a concept by the Balchot Konamashkin. It's a stronger, there's a stronger shib nechosim on the metaltalim that I take as a mashkin. then there is anekakoyas that is sitting by you. With respect to what? So last week we discussed it, what the nafkamina saw. The main nafkamina is the bachov l'mafrei who gave it. Okay, and then we gave some other nafkaminas. Fine. That's what we're going to have to get to tonight. That's what we're going to have to get to tonight. So now Tosis raises an issue. There is a Gemara, there are several Gemaras where the Gemara states clearly that this special din of Rabbi Yitzchok, that a Bachoy Bizkona Mashkin, only applies to a Mashkin Shaloi B'Shas Halvoy, and doesn't apply to a Mashkin B'Shas Halvoy. There are three times that you can possibly get a Mashkin. One is, someone wants to borrow money, and I'm afraid to lend him money unless he gives me a Mashkin. So he gives me a Mashkin, and that enables me to make the Halvoy, otherwise I'm afraid to trust him. So that's called Mashkin B'Shas Halvoy. Another case with me, B'Shas Halvoy, I lent him the money, and then later on sometimes he gives me a Mashkin. Then the third case is, I lent him the money, and it's already time to pay up. It's already time to collect. The year came to an end, halvor for a year, and he still didn't pay up. So I come and I say, how are you talking? You have to pay. So he pleads with me, give me a break, give me another week, give me another month, give me another year. And then he gives me a mashkin after it's already higiyas man ha-piroin, after higiyas man ha-gviyah. So that, one could understand that that might be even a stronger mashkin. That's maybe a mashkin of piroin, not some a mashkin of halvor. So there are three possibilities of a mashkin. There's a mashkin b'shas halvor, a mashkin shaloi b'shas halvor, b'shas after toichazman, and then the mashkin after the kvar higiyah zman apirot. So the Gemara makes a statement that this halacha of balchov kana mashkin, the special din of Rabbi Yitzchok that's learned there from the pasuk is talking about a mashkin b'shas halvor. Bashab shad, the pasuk is talking mashkin b'shas halvor. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says the pasuk, the din of Rabbi Yitzchok, only applies to a mashkin shaloi b'shas halvoy. If it's ready, higiyah zman apiroin, and he didn't pay, so and then the loiv gives me a mashkin that I should give him another week
instead of payment.
So then you say it has a stronger sheep in the chos. And the din of Rabbi Yitzchok, the special halacha b'chov kana mashkin, does not apply to a mashkin b'shas halvoy. That's what it says in two Gemaras. And that Tosis raises a problem. The Gemara discusses Mashkin in different places. The Gemara talks about Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotza and a Mashkin. I lent money to somebody and he gave me a Mashkin, a loaf of bread. So does the loaf of bread belong to me? Does it belong to him? So the Gemara says, Asvara, well, Bachoyv Koine Mashkin, since I have a stronger, I'm not Koine, it's not mine, but since I have such a strong Shivan Lechasim, so therefore I am in violation of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotza. The Gemara says, can I be Mekadosh and Isha if I lent money? If I lent somebody money, they gave me a mashkin. Can I use the mashkin to be Mekadosh and Isha or not? So the Gemara says, if you're all like Rabbi Yitzchok, Bachov Kona Mashkin. The Gemara has various cases where they apply this din of Rabbi Yitzchok. And the Gemara will use the expression, Hilvehu al Hamashkin. Hilvehu al Hamashkin sounds like, I lent Bishas Alvar. I lent him the money, he gave me a mashkin, Bishas Alvar. So that's the kasha that Tosis asks. There are three, four Gemaras where it says Hilvehu ala Mashkin, and it sounds like it's a Mashkin b'shas halvor. And the Gemara applies the din of Rabbi Yitzchok b'chov kona Mashkin, and here the Gemara says in another two places that the din of Rabbi Yitzchok only applies to a Mashkin b'shas gviya, Mashkin b'shas piroin. Mishkin ha-shaloi b'shas halvor dafka doesn't apply to a Mashkin b'shas halvor. So that's the stira. What do you do with the stira between the two Gemaras? So there's a long shach and simen ayin beis and chayshim mishpat. Simenayim base is all dedicated to the din of Mamashkin. That's where the Nesivis is. We mentioned an important Nesivis last week. So that's where there's a gigantic Shach. So the Shach quotes that there are three Terutzim on this Kash. So some of the Rishonim say it's a steer between the two Gemaras, and the majority of the Gemaras seem to indicate that the din of Bachov Kana Mashkin doesn't make a difference with the B'Shas Halvor, Shlo B'Shas Halvor. So those two Gemaras that say it does make a difference, we reject those. Some Achleikas, Astira. We reject those Gemaras in Shalai Kalo. Other Rishonim say no. The Gemara Shteifach explicitly, the Gemara says explicitly, the Rabbi Yitzchok's din Machov Kana Mashkin is only Mishkino Shalai B'Shas Halvor. So even though you have three Gemaras that say Hilvehu Ala Mashkin, and that expression usually means B'Shas Halvor, you have to reinterpret it that it does mean that. Lav Dafke. You have to say it's Lav Dafke. That's not a general issue. When you have a steer between two Gemaras, so should you assume that it's a machlokes asugis, or do you have to kvetch everything in, or do you try to kvetch everything in and assume that everybody holds everything else? So should you try to be matrik that one Gemara is not lav davki, one Gemara said the fair, Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't apply to a mashke mishas alva. So should I be matrik the other Gemara? Should I try to say a teret? Or should I say that it's a machlik? So that's in general a topic in Rishonim. How do you deal with contradictions in Gemara? And then Tosfos is going to have a whole fancy teret that sometimes the real din of Rabbi Yitzchak only applies to a mashkin b'shas piroin, mashkin ha-shaloi b'shas alvoa. And there's another din that even applies to b'shas alvoa. We'll soon get to that in a minute. So here, if you look in the Rambam and Hilchas Malva V'loive, the Rambam quotes from the Psukim and Chumash that there are several lavim in connection with a mashkin. One lav is l'sachvol beged almana, that you're not permitted, if you lend money to an almana, you're not permitted to take any clothing as a mashkin. L'sachvol beged almana. So the shaila is, there's a special lav to take as a beged, as a mashkin from an almana. So the shaila is, does that lav make a difference whether the mashkin is b'shas alvor or b'shaloi b'shas alvor? Is the mashkin like this and mashkin like that? Leisachvol, lachvol means to take as a mashkin. So the Rambam writes it doesn't make a difference. The beginning of Paragimel, Hilchas Malva V'Loive, the Rambam starts off Almana, Bein Shehi Aniya, Bein Shehi Ashir, whether she's wealthy or she's poor, that's another thing. You're not allowed to take a mashkin. That the Gemara had in Machlokes HaTanoim, whether the lav of Leisachvol Beged Almana only applies to a poor Almana, or it even applies to a wealthy Almana. So that's a Machlokes that we passing against Reb Shimon. Bein Shehi Aniya, Bein Shehi Ashir, it doesn't matter whether she's wealthy or poor. Aim a mashkin or so, loy bishas alvoa, loy bishas alvoa. Doesn't make a difference. So the Ravid is Masik, Omer Avraham, the Ravid is, his name is, the Ravid's name is Avraham ben David, so he's Masik, bishas alvoa, ain't ze chayvo. A mashkin bishas alvoa is an ishkin mashkin. Mashkin is only, he's not kaina, doesn't have the special status of mashkin. So how can the lav of Lasafo Begin Almona apply if a mishkin of bishas alvoa? The Ravid Taskin is like that Gemara, that the Mashkin, the special din of Mashkin, only applies Shaloi B'Shas Alvor. And then the same is Halacha Beis. Paragimel Halacha Beis repeats itself. Torah has a din, Layachbol Rechayim Borechev, Kinefeshu Chayvel. That if I lend you money, I can take a diamond ring as a Mashkin, I can take a suit, I can take anything I want, but I'm not allowed to take Kelim that you make Oichal Nefesh. Kelim that you cook food in, kelim that you mill, rechayim arechev happens to be things that you grind grain to make flour out of it. But the Gemara says, as lav davka rechayim arechev, any kelim that are miyuchad for preparing oichal nefesh, kigon rechayim, arev shaleitz, kneading those yorish and mevashel mehem, a soup pot, a sakna shal shchita, a knife, a fork, anything that has to do with preparing food or eating food. So that you're not allowed to take. Layachvol rechaim borefesh. Layachvol is the same as loysachvol beged almona. Lachvol is the Hebrew word for taking a mashkin. So it says layachvol, the malva is not allowed to take rechaim borechev. Rechaim is the lowest stone and the rechev is the upper stone that they rub against each other and it grinds the. So the Rambam writes that. Ki nefesh shechayvol goes on all loychal nefesh. Because that's how the Gemara says ki nefesh shechayvol. Because you're taking is a mashkin, a kli that's miyuchad for preparing food. So the Rambam writes again. V'chein ha-peregim ha-alocha beiz. V'chein ha-malveh es chaver ben shehalvei wa la-mashkin ben shehimishkino acha halvor. It doesn't make a difference whether the mashkin was taken mishas halvor or the mashkin was taken later. It doesn't make any difference. It's called a mashkin. And the Rabbi says, Amar Avram, loy nohir. Does an ishgerech, loy nohir. That's the same hasaga that he wrote alocha aleph. The same thing. The Rabbi holds. This is the machlokes. What do you do with the Stiris HaGemoris? The two Gemoris say that the special status of Mashkin, the whole halacha of Mashkin, that it has a special din is only here binagir to Kainar. Any other din is only Shaloi B'Shas Alva, B'Shas Piroin. L'acha Shekvar Higiyaz Mana Piroin and the Loive didn't pay yet. So then it has a special din of Mashkin. And then you have all the other Gemoris where it says, Hilvehu Ala Mashkin, the din of Rabbi Yitzchak applies. Isn't it a contradiction? So some Rishonim say we paskin like that Gemara. Some Rishonim say paskin like that Gemara. That's the machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. Which Gemara do you accept? The Rambam does not distinguish, never distinguishes between mashkin mishas alva, mashkin shloi mishas alva. It's all the same thing. And the Ravid holds no. We paskin like the Gemara that says that it only applies then. And Taisus comes with a compromise sheet, middle of the road sheet. Taisus says doesn't want to be matrik the Gemara. The Gemara Lashon HaGemara is Hilvehu Ala Mashkin is B'Shas Halvoy. On the other hand, the other Gemara says that the din of Rabbi Yitzchok, special status of Mashkin, is only Shalai B'Shas Halvoy. So Taisa Zokta Zoy. The real din of Rabbi Yitzchok is only Mashkin, Mishkinoi, Shalai B'Shas Halvoy. If it's ready, Higi is Mana Piroi. But if I lend you money and you give me right away a diamond ring or a golden watch, so I'm already holding it now, and ultimately it will. If you don't pay, by the time the year is up, then it will become in Mashkin Shaloi B'Shas Halvor. So it already has a partial status, it already has a little bit.
We're holding it to become Mashkin later.
Right, so it's already a little bit. Well, later, Bachov Karamashkin also only means a part owner. So he's less of an owner. So Benegir to what is he less of an owner? Benegir. So the real din of Balchov Kona Mashkin is only Mishkin or Shaloi B'Shas Halvor. The Mashkin, if you wait a year and I still won't pay back, then it'll be converted automatically into a Mishkin or it'll become a Mashkin or Shaloi B'Shas Halvor. But Kozman, the year is just in the beginning, then it'll only be partial. Then again, to what? No, it's not intended as a Piroi. No. I say, please give me a break. I say, what do you mean? So I say, you bribe me. So I give you a mashkin, and then you'll wait again. So you still, if I come up with the money, so I pay you the money, give me back my mashkin. You'll be nice enough to give it back to me.
You're not allowed to use the mashkin anyway.
You're not allowed to use the mashkin. I didn't give it to you yet, the Torah's Piroi.
What time can you use the mashkin?
Whenever we make up,
let's
say, if it comes the time that I'm supposed to pay and I didn't pay, and you refuse to extend, you don't have to extend as much. You refuse to extend this month. I say, okay, I give up. I have no money. So then I'll give you the watch. I'll give you the diamond ring. That'll be a piroin, period.
That's not a mashkin. That's mamish a piroin.
So then you can use it. Mashkin means that you're kind enough to give me an extension another month. But you're afraid I'll run away. The end of the month, you keep it.
And
mashkin becomes a piroin. If it's worth more than the halvor, the halvor was 1,000 and the mashkin is 2,000. So you'll sell the mashkin, you give me back $1,000. And if it's worth 1,800, you give me back $800. Whatever the excess is, you give me back that money. But the only time it has the status of a mashkin, Shaloi B'Shas Halvor, is if you give me an extension. You allow me to wait another month or another week, whatever, to pay, and then you take a mashkin. So you're not allowed to use the mashkin, that'll be a violation of ribbis. You're not allowed to use the mashkin. It's not yet a piroin, it's still mine, but you're holding it as a mashkin. So Tosfos says like this, the full din of Rabbi Yitzchak is only mishkino shloi b'shas halvor. But if I give him the mashkin b'shas halvor, I'll shame sofo, it has a shaykha. So therefore Tosfos says what? Benegir to bal yiroi bal yimotze, that's enough to violate bal yiroi bal yimotze. Why lemoshel? The Gemara has in the beginning of Pesachim that If a goy leaves a pikadon by a Jewish person, and the Jew is mekabel achrayis on this pikadon, so then the Jew is in violation of Bayiro Baimot. If kibel olav achrayis, so then in Shulchan Aruch. Why is he in violation of Bayiro Baimot? It doesn't belong to him. He's not allowed to use it. It doesn't belong to him. So that's akzeres akasuv. Even though it really doesn't belong to the Jew, there's also Bayiro Baimot. So Tosfos says the same over here. Even though I'm not allowed to use this mashkin, it doesn't belong to it. It's not even Balchov Kona Mashkin. But still, since I'm holding it, and ultimately at the end of the year, it will become. It may become. If he doesn't pay me back, it will become a mashkin Shaloi B'Shas Halvor. So I'm already holding it, so that does a ginuk to violate Bal Yiroi Bal Yimotze.
It's
like he has achrayis on the mashkin. Absolutely.
But it doesn't become his. Ashoimir also has a chayit, but doesn't become his.
He does become a shoimir.
Like
the one? Okay, good.
No, but Ashoimir
exactly
wouldn't be over Bal Yiroi Bal Yimotze.
No, but it's Mekabel achrayis, yes.
Mekabel achrayis.
Yeah, a regular shoimir is Mekabel achrayis. There are three different opinions in Shulchan Aruch. What degree of achrayis does the person have to accept that he should be in violation of Bal Yiroi Bal Yimotze? So one opinion is, even if he's the basic Shema, even if it's only a Shema Chinam. Another opinion is, not has to be Gneva V'Aveda like a Shema Stach. And the third opinion is, that's also not enough, you have to have Davke Chiyavons. Three opinions in the Rishonim. And they give a whole explanation what the Machloikis is all about. But for whatever degree of Shmira you have to have, So if he's that kind of a shaman, he'll be in violation of Bali Yuvah Bali Mutzah.
But it's very hard to see if the reason you're not supposed to mashing or the nefesh choyvel or almon or whatever the reason is, what's the difference? Whether it's a mashkin, a later mashkin, or a mashkin shlebesh asavur, the effect is the same. The person doesn't have the chayim v'rechev, and the almona doesn't have the beggar.
Mm-hmm. A tain against the raivid.
Yeah.
A tain against the raivid. Why should it be so? Yeah. I don't know. But the raivid holds that he can't call it a mashkin, so it doesn't fall under this law. The reason should apply. The same reason of by the lasachel beggar almona and oichal nefesh. Yeah, but still, it's not called a mashkin, so don't specialize.
The raivid wouldn't be according to the
Ravid,
on that mashkin, which is not
special, even
though
it's a Ravid,
we don't know that.
I'm not sure what the Ravid holds. It could be the Ravid holds like those Rishonim. Could be the Ravid holds like those Rishonim who say that
wouldn't be Yoyved.
That he would not be Yoyved. That he interprets all the Gemaras that it's only Mishkan of Shlo B'Shah Salvor. If you look in the Shach, he quotes Eps from the Sefer Trumas, and Eps, he quotes a lot of Rishonim to show who holds which way on this machlokes. Taisvis, so Taisvis here makes this distinction that the full din of Rabbi Yitzchak is only Mishkan or Shloi B'Shal Salvor, and Mishkan and B'Shal Salvor has a partial din. So then Taisvis has an interesting comment, the last few lines in Taisvis. 10 lines in Taisvis. Well, from the Gemara Bav Metzia Daf Pei Beis, at the end of this, Bav Metzia Daf Pei Beis Perakah Umnin, that the Gemara quotes his din of Rabbi Yitzchak Balchov Kone Mashkin to discuss to what extent is the Malve considered a Shomer on the Mashkin. When the Loive gives his Mashkin to the Malve, so the Malve is not allowed to use it, so he's like a Shomer on it. What's a Shomer is it? He's only a Shomer Chinam, is he a Shomer Socher, is he Chai Bionson, which is it? So Rashi writes in many places in the Gemara, Balchov kana mashkin lehischai b'yonsi. So Tosis Tain is against Rashi, it's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara says in Bav Metzia Beferish that this din of Rabbi Yitzchak, Balchov kana mashkin, is only that he's the shomer on the mashkin, the malve, who has the mashkin, only is chayiv like a shemesach, is only chayiv b'gnei v'abedim. So what kind of a din is that? What does it mean, Balchov Kana Mashkin? How does he become Chayv in Ganei V'Aveda? What does that mean? Why does Rashi hold that it's Chayv Yonson that we spoke about last week? Why does Rashi hold Chayv Yonson? So we explained that the Mashkin is considered a physical embodiment of the Chayv. Usually a Chayv is an abstract thing, but when you have a Mashkin, it's considered as if this is the Chefts of the Chayv. So if the Malva loses the Mashkin, we say the Malva lost the Chayv. Usually it's not shaykh to say, how can you say lost the chayv?
Yeah.
Chayv is a relationship. Chayv is an abstract thing. It's not an object. It's not tangible. How can you say you lost the chayv? But when you have a mashkin, that's considered the physical embodiment of the chayv. So then if you lost the mashkin, you lost the chayv. That's how Rab Chaim understood the Rashi. That's why Rashi says, Balchov kona mashkin, it's chayv beyonsim. That's the pshat in Rashi. Not that it becomes like a shoyl. Why should it become like a shoyl on the mashkin? No. Since the mashkin is the physical embodiment of the chayv, so if he loses it, it's considered as if he lost the chayv. So Taisa says, Ashvera Rashi, beautiful, fancy explanation, but it's shver, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, Beferish in Bav Metzia, Daf Pei Beis, the Lord Mahani, the Rabbi Yitzchok, Leschai, Bion, Smalachosh, Bela, Kishayim, Esachar. When you say, Noch Alamaisis, when you say, Bachov, Kona Mashkin, the Malva is only like a Shayim, Esachar, vis-a-vis the Mashkin. Why should it be like a Shayim, Esachar? Where did that come from? Because Balchov Kona Mashkin. So Tosis explains what's going on. Basically, when the Loive gives the Mashkin to the Malve, this is a Dover Pashat, the Malve becomes a Shemachina. Whenever I leave something by you, let's say if I'm visiting by you and I leave my coat, I take off my coat and my hat, I leave it there, then we go to Dav Mincha and I leave the hat and coat. You don't become a Shemer? You were never Mekabel Shmira? Who told me to leave my hat and coat there? So if it gets stolen or something, so you're not chayiv in anything. You never were mekabel shmir. But let's say I give you my hat and coat and I say, do me a favor, hold on to this, I have to go daven. So then if you accept it, so then it's understood that you're accepting to become a shomer. To what extent do you become a shomer? Shomer chinuch. Unless I'm paying you, then you become a shomer socher. Is it ever gemolt that a shomer chinuch is only chayiv and pshiyah? If he's Pashay is chayv. If he's a Shema Socher, if I pay you to watch, then you're even chayv in Gnei Vaveda. Do you ever have a case that a Shema Chinam is chayv in Gnei Vaveda? Is there ever such a case? if he's Pasheya. But let's say the Shemachinim is not Pasheya, but Igneva Vaveda occurs and there was no Pasheya. Then the Shemachinim is Pasheya. Is the Rebbe a case that the Shemachinim is Chayv Igneva Vaveda? So the Mishnah says, yeah. Masna Shemachinim, Li is Chayv Igneva Vaveda. Let's say, yes, can you do me a favor, hold on to this? So you say, fine, you'll be a Shema, yeah. Then I ask you, but I'd like you not only to be Chayvim Shia, I'd like you to accept that you'll be Mekabel. Even though I'm not paying you a penny, I want you to be responsible. So if you're Maskim, so Masna Shemachinam, Lias, anybody can agree to any, you can agree to any level of Shmira. So the Shemachinam can accept upon himself to be Chayvim Gnei Vaveda. Fine. Do you ever have a case where he never accepted explicitly, but it's self-understood. It's move on the Eilav that the Shemachinim is going to be Chayev B'Gnei Aveda. So that's what Tosis shows. There's a Gemara. Hoyel V'nene Mahana. The Gemara has such a lotion. Hoyel V'nene Mahana. If I borrowed money from you, and I give you this diamond ring as a mashkin, so what is it? You're doing me a favor. You're doing me a favor by holding on to the mashkin. Not exactly. You did me a favor, you lent me $1,000. Yeah. You're not doing me a favor. Yeah. You're getting Hanoah.
Because you know that
you know that you're secure. You know, if I disappear, you know you have a mashkin that's worth even more than the chayv is worth. So the Gemara says, Tol v'nene, since you are getting Hanoah, since you're getting a little Hanoah.
Peace of mind.
Right, your peace of mind by serving as a Shemachina for me. So therefore, it's an umdene ki'ilu, you had agreed to be mekabel chiyuv gnei v'aveda. Even though basically you should only be a shemachina, but still, you don't become a shemistocha, you're only a shemachina. But the din is, if a shemachina is masna shemachina, li es chay b'gnei v'aveda, v'eta chay b'gnei v'aveda. So the Gemara says such an umdene. Hoel v'nene mehane, whenever the shemer chinam is holding on to the pikodnan, and he's gaining something, he has some personal pleasure out of this, not considered the pleasure that he gets, not considered a tashlumin that he's getting paid. He has a shav, not a nishkan tashlumin. He's only a shemachinam, but it's ki'ilu he had said, I accept upon myself to be mechayev b'gnei v'aveda. Why do we have to split hairs? Why do we have to say? What are we so insistent on saying like this? Why don't you just say it becomes a shemisocher? Say like this: if I would pay you a penny, the shach shows from a gemara. If I pay you a penny, let's say, I ask you, do me a favor, watch my tape recorder. Tape recorder is expensive. Watch the tape recorder. You say, okay, I'm going to watch it. Then I say, I want to pay you a penny. You're going to watch it for 3 years. I'm going away to Russia for 3 years. I say, do me a favor, watch the tape recorder for 3 years, and I want to pay you a penny to make you a shemisocher. So you become a shemisocher, one penny for all 3 years. It turns out it's lower than the minimum wages. Yeah. Doesn't matter. If I pay you a shavah puta or above, that makes you into a shemisocher. So why do we have to be so insistent? The hol v'nene mehane means he's like a master shemachinam li eschai b'gnei v'aveda. Zok simply, since he's getting hanoah, so say that the hanoah that he gets makes him into a shemisocha. So the Mishlam Melech quotes from Achreinim that it's not the same, and he shows halacha l'maisa there is the following difference. There is a difference between a shemachinam and a shemisocha. One obvious difference is that the shemachinam is only chayv and pshia, and the shemisocha is chayv b'gnei v'aveda. But there's another difference. What's the definition of Pshia? How obligated is the Shema to watch? Take for example, let's say I live in an apartment building. So we hear the mailman is ringing the doorbells, he's delivering the mail. I go downstairs, let's say I live I have to live on the second floor. Let's say I live on the 10th floor. I go downstairs, I lock all the doors, I lock all the windows. No, I leave some of the windows are open, near the fire escape, I leave the door open. Who's going to gamble? I'm only going to go down to pick up the mail for 2 minutes. I'm going to go back upstairs. So I myself, the Balabas himself, is not so medactic to lock all the doors, lock all the windows when he goes away. So what if I have a shomer who is watching? I get a babysitter to watch the baby and to watch also the apartment, not just to watch the baby. The babysitter is watching the apartment, watching the baby too. So let's say the babysitter lets the ganavim walk in. She's very careful. She watches the baby. She lets all the ganavim. Someone rings the bell. She opens the door. She lets them walk in and they clean out the whole apartment. So the babysitter is chayv, it's understood. The babysitter is, she's not only mekabel shmira on the baby, mekabel shmira on everything in the apartment, it's muva me'elo. So the shayla is, to what extent is that? So that's an outright pshia. She opens the door, she lets the guy say, please come in. She lets all the galon come in, that's an outright pshia. But what if she's not pshia? Let's say they ring the bell, they're delivering the mail, and she goes down. She leaves the baby upstairs. I leave the baby also upstairs. I don't always carry the baby on my hand. I go away sometimes, half an hour, you leave the baby. Baby's not gonna die in half an hour. So the shot is, what if the babysitter leaves the baby, leaves the door open, the same the balabas would do. The same the balabasta would do, that's what the babysitter does.
I have a greater achais for something else than I have for myself.
That's the shaila. Is it called the pshiya or not? Life is more than money, but the mother of the baby herself does it like that. The mother of the baby herself. Nothing happened to the baby. They didn't kidnap the baby. They cleaned out the silver. Okay, good. So the shaila is the babysitter called the pashaya on the silver because she walked away for 2 minutes to pick up the mail, what the balabasta herself would have done. So do you say that's a pshia? Because she had a brayer to lock the doors and lock the windows. Or do you say that's ridiculous? She's not mechuyev to watch more than the balabasta. So the Gemara draws a distinction. The Gemara calls that not tarkid and not triinshi. She watched the way the balabasta himself would have watched. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, that's how the owner himself would watch. But she had the other to do very easily. She could have locked the door. She could have easily locked the door. So is that called Pshiran? So the Gemara makes a distinction above Mitzvah between Hashem Achinam and Hashem Asocha. So the Gemara says Hashem Achinam is only Hashem. Hashem means a Gavra Bechari Koi. That's the Loshana Gemara. I got another man to watch instead of me. The Balabas has to go away to a wedding, and they're going away to the office or something, so they need someone to watch the baby, watch the apartment. So they get someone in their stead. So the person, Gavra Bechari Koi, the person in his stead, is not mechuyev to watch more than the balabas himself would have watched. So by Shem Achinim, that would not constitute a pshiyah. But the Gemara says, if you have a Shem Asachar, you have to learn that from Yankef Avinu, that it says, Hayisei Bayomach Alani Chore V'Kerach Baloilo, that he is Moise Nefesh to do the job well. So he has to watch more. He has to watch more than the balabas himself would have watched. If it was Bicholta to do a better job in watching, and he didn't, that's called Pshia. Not that that's called Gnei Baveda, that's called Pshia. So that's the Shaila over here. What if you have a Shem Achinam? What if I have a Shem Achinam who agreed Melechatchila that he's going to be Chayv him Gnei Baveda? He didn't become a Shem Asocha. He's not getting paid any salary. Masna Shem Achinam li Yischayv Gnei Baveda. So what would the din be if he would watch not the Kiddinatri and she? What if he just watches the same way the Balabas would have watched? But he had the Cholto to watch even better. So do you say that that's equal to Gnei Aveda? That's not a Gnei Aveda. That's not a Gnei Aveda. That's the question. Is that defined as a Pshi or not? So that's what the Mishnah Melech quotes from the Maharimat, I think, from one of the Spardish Achrenim. He says that the Shem Achinam is Chayv in Gnei Aveda, would be enough if he does not the Kiddinatri Inshi. Because he's only a Shem Achinam, and this is not called Pshia, for Shem Achinam is not called Pshia. He did watch, and it wasn't the Gnei Aveda either. So therefore he's not Chayv. That's what he says, Halacha Lamais. So that would be the same over here by this Taisus claims, by the
Mashkin.
Bachot Kona Mashkin. So we say the Malva has the status of a Shem Asocha, he's Chayv B'Gnei Aveda on the Mashkin. Where did that come from? Why should he be Chayv B'Gnei Aveda? So Taisa says, since he himself gains from holding on to the Mashkin, so therefore it's the equivalent of Masna. It really is only a Shem Achinam on it. The Loiva is not paying me to watch his Mashkin. I'm really only a Shem Achinam. But it's considered, it's Muvah Me'elov, that it's as if I'm accepting upon myself to be Chayv B'Gnei Aveda, Mitam the Svar of Halvin and Eman. That's what Taisus develops that idea. It's based on Gemara and Bav Mitzvah.
It's not
always going to necessarily be so. Bizman HaGemara, the Gemara says like that. It doesn't mean that it's going to be so in our generation. But the Gemara has such an umbrella. Okay.
No probability. If I lend you money, you give me a mashkin. We assume there's 50% chance I get it. If you give me a mashkin, then I'll pay. There's 50% chance that you will pay me, and 50% chance that you will not pay me on the time. But however, when you give me a mashkin, with mana peron, then there's almost 25% chance, because the chances have been reduced that you might pay me. Or better than 50%, so it's much closer to me. Then it's a totally different case. It's about the probability, not of ideology.
But it could still be the other way.
It's a law of average.
But the Gemara says that there's a din, there's a halacha based on that probability.
There's also halacha based on the probability. The mashkin in between, that we have no gemaras. We just have the gemaras talk about a mashkin b'shas halvor and a mashkin after the shas hapiron. What about the mashkin in between? So that's a famous machlokes harishayim. So in the first parak in Kiddushin, the Ri Megash has an interpretation in the Gemara. He says that such a mashkin doesn't exist bichlal, that it doesn't have any din of balbacha, doesn't have the status of a mashkin b'shas piroin, it doesn't have the din of mashkin b'shas alvot. It doesn't have a din of mashkin. The din doesn't. It's neither of the above. In order that the malva should be koina partially or a little less, you have to have something to be koina. So if it's a mashkin after the shas hapiroin already has arrived, so it's like a shtickled piroin. If it's a mashkin b'shas halvor, so the halvor is koina. It's in between. He says it doesn't have either status, and the other rishonim are not happy with that, and they think no, it has the status. A mashkin in between has the same status as a mashkin b'shas halvor. Should have the same status as a mashkin b'shas halvor. Okay.
But isn't it a piece of
paper? Say it's a piece of art. Can you hang it in the
wood? Because if I have, let's say, the Gemara says, let's say I have an Aveda. I'm a Shomer Aveda. So let's say I have a garment, tablecloth, was an Aveda. I don't know who it belongs to. The Gemara says, once a month I should shake it out that it shouldn't get dusty. So what if that once a month that I want to shake it out it shouldn't get dusty? It happens to be, I'm expecting guests. So I'm going to put this tablecloth that's not mine, it's going to be an aveda, I'm going to shake it out and leave it on the table over there. No one's going to eat there, so it's not going to get full of dirt or crumbs or smelt or anything. I have to shake it out anyway, so the Gemara says you're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara gives different reasons, because some of the guests may walk off with it, or because of Ein Hara or whatever, it may get ruined. It may get ruined even though you're not going to eat on that table. So the Gemara says you shouldn't do that.
So, Shlo b'shas alvo, he can give it, he can be Misha with it.
Yeah, that's the thesis.
Yeah, so that should be more, because that should be actually more, it should be more, he's
more,
getting
more
something.
Kinyan, more kinyan.
More than right, just Nehena Mahana, that's security.
Shlo b'shas alvo, yeah.
He has a right to be Mikadosh Anisha.
Yeah.
So therefore, it is actually, if he would have gotten some money for it.
No, therefore he can use it. So that's what that says. The mashkin shlo b'shas halvo, since he can use it to be mekadesh and isha, to use it for kinyan chalifin. So therefore, I say hold b'nei mahana. So that's why then it becomes
and
a shem b'shas
halvo.
B'shas halvo. Taisus wants to say that not. Taisus says that he wouldn't become. That's the din of Rabbi Yitzchak would only be shlo b'shas halvo.
So security as such, the feeling of security.
Not enough. They claim that's not enough. Yeah, that's not enough.
That's enough.
They say it is enough. Yes. That's what Taisus makes chilukim. Legabi, which dinim is it enough? Legabi, which dinim is it not enough?
But you have a bigger kinyan, a lesser kinyan.
Because Taisus is making up shorah between the steer and the two gemaras. That's them being mechalek. Okay. We mentioned that the middle of the mesichta, Hashaleach, the first mishnah Hashaleach, we're learning Perek Hashaleach. So the first mishnah Hashaleach has a din deraisa, and then it has hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Azokim and Pnei Tikkun Oilam. Rabbi Gamliel Azokim made a takana Pnei Tikkun Oilam. Then the Mishnah continues to list off more takanas than Pnei Tikkun Oilam. So we learned on Lamed Aleph and Beis also about an amona collecting the ksuba from Pnei Tikkun Oilam. And then we finished that Mishnah about Pruzbul. So the last couple of weeks we were learning, spending a lot of time about Pruzbul. That's because we wanted to finish this Mishnah. Now the Gemara goes on more. We didn't finish everything about Pruzbul. There's more Gemara also. Now the Gemara is going to go on more and more and more and more till the end of Perek HaNezokin. Not about Pruzbul, but various takanas. They're all very fascinating dinim. Very important dinim, but I thought maybe we should try to stick a little more to the inyanim of Gittin. So I thought maybe we learned enough about Pruzbul. We just left off just to keep track. We left Tanan Hasa, we're on the till the last line on Lam Zainim and Aleph. So maybe we'll be Mapsik here. We'll learn some other time. Maybe we'll skip to the later Perek. To the Perek Shishi. And Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. You're going back to the Yonim of Gittin. And Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. Mishnah speaks about the two types of Shliach. We learned that from Sukkim, that there are two types of Shliach. It says, the Shilcha Mi Beisa. So the Pashup Shad, the Kasuv La Sefer Krisus, the Nasan Biyad, the Shilcha Mi Beisa. The Pashup Shad, the Shilcha Mi Beisa, after she has the get, she leaves. So the Gemara Darshan, that's the Pshutu Shal Mikra. And then the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. It means v'nasam biyodo, the Baal gives it a get, or v'shilcho. V'shilcho doesn't kama. It doesn't mean because v'nasam sefer kriyas is kama. V'nasam biyodo kama, v'shilcho mibeis kama. No. It means v'nasam biyodo, either the Baal gives it a get, or v'shilcho mibeis. Or he sent the shliach to give it a get. Or he sent the shliach to give it a get. And then the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation on this. The shilcha, that she can also make a shliach. Either he can make a shliach to give her the get, or she can make a shliach to be mekabel get. Why do you have to darshan a drasha al gabi drasha? The Gemara says, v'shilach melamed shabalo is a shliach. V'shilcha melamed shahisha is a shliach. Why do you need a pasuk that she can make a get, he can make a get? What do you have to have? Once you have a pasuk, there's a shliach. So he can make a get, he can make a shliach, she can make a shliach. So the Rishonim explain why. Because I would have thought the whole idea of shlichus means with the power vested in me that I have the right to decide whether I want to divorce my wife or not, so I appoint the shlich, he should do it on my behalf. But the wife has no power. Wife is nishken balabos to decide anything. The get can be given bal korcha. Strictly speaking, you don't need das rishon. So how can you say with the power vested in her that she has the right to decide whether she wants to receive the get? Therefore she has no power over anything. So I would have thought that even though the Baal can appoint the shliach, the Isha should not be able to appoint the shliach. If you don't need Das or Isha, there's the Chaklal. You can only appoint the shliach if your Das Bailim is required for this activity. So that's why it's a big Chiddush that Halisha is a shliach. It's a separate din. We discussed it already. We discussed it earlier when we learned the Gemara. So the Mishnah has the dinim. The Mishnah is easy. Ha'oimer, the husband tells the shliach, a man, instead of giving the get to his wife, he tells the shliach, his kabel get zeli ishti. He says, I want you to accept this get on behalf of my wife. What kind of difference is that? If I have a gift and I wanted to give it to someone who's not here, so I give it to someone else, I say, his kabel matana zu bat pleini. So that's a din of zachen liyodim, shalei b'fonav. But if I say, his kabel get ze bat ishti, that's a chayv, that's not a zechus. And even if there's no shalom bayis, we also assume that it's a chayv, it's not a zechus. Unless she's been in Aguna for the last 5 years and she's dying and she's in the newspapers and she's protesting and she's making all tumult and she got the police and all everybody's out to get this guy to force him to give a get, then it's called Zachal Adam Shlavafanat. If it's Klor Vidatok that she's dying to get the get, yeah. But just because there's no Shalom Bayis, doesn't necessarily mean, just because she's always threatening to divorce him, doesn't mean that it's considered an act of schus. So the Mishnah says if the husband gives the get to another person, not to the wife, and he says, his kabel gets liishti, accept the get on behalf of my wife, so the Mishnah says she's not Nuguret. He cannot accept the get on behalf of the wife. Maximum, he can serve as a shliach lohilocha to deliver the get to the wife. Or if the husband says, hoyle gets liishti, he says, I appoint you as a shliach to deliver the get to my wife. So then the din is, he's a shliach lohilocha, and up until the time that the shliach delivers the get to the wife, and rotzal achzar, Yachzer. If the husband wants to change his mind, calls man the shliach, didn't deliver the get to the wife yet, he can back out. We had this in the beginning of our shaleah. To repeat, what if the isha shomer is kabbalik iti? What if?
Not okay. In other words, he has no right to do. The shliach like a bala.
Has no right. Has no right to do it.
But what good is
that? But it's obvious that he wants his wife to get divorced. So it's implicit. What he meant to say was, see to it that my wife should get divorced as soon as possible. So it can't be now. By my receiving the get means when I'll deliver it. So it's considered that he made him a shliach loyloch. But if the wife appointed the shliach, who is shomer is kabaligiti, if the wife appointed the shliach lekabolim, and then the husband gave the get to the shliach, then it's too late. And rotzal achzor, if the husband wants to change his mind before the shliach is going to deliver the get to the wife, then she should be able to prove that she got divorced. But that's not necessary. The shliach should deliver the get to the wife. That's not necessary for the chalois agerishim. The get was already chal at the moment that the shliach accepted it. So then, if the Baal wants to change his mind after the shliach lekabal already got the get, before he delivers it to the isha, it's too late. Lefichoch, therefore, has the right. She has the right to appoint the shliach lekabalah.
He got it.
No, that's the din of Shlucho Shalodim Kemoisa. When her shliach receives the get on
her
behalf, right away, it's like her yad, right away she becomes Mugureshet. even if the shliach dies before he gives it back to her, she's already migureshet. His delivering the get to her is just that she should be able to prove that she's migureshet. She needs the document. But the gerut,
he dies and she never gets
the document. So she's divorced already. She's going to have a hard time proving that she's divorced. So she'll have to have the witnesses come and testify. Those witnesses were present. At the time the husband gave the get to the shliach, they'll have to come and testify that she was divorced. She'll have a hard time proving that she's divorced.
But she,
the minute the shliach received the get, she'll be ready to goresh. But that's only if she appointed the shliach lekabbalah. But when the Baal appoints a shliach loyloche, then the get doesn't take effect. The gerishin doesn't take effect until the get is delivered. But what happens if the wife appointed a shliach lekabbalas haget, and the shliach comes to the husband and says, your wife requested of me that I should receive the get, do you have it? He says, yeah, I have the get, but I don't want to give it to you that you should be megureshes now. Let's say the husband is facing his wife face to face, and he gives her the get, and he says, I only want the get to be chal, lach alamed yo. Even though he gave it to her now, it's not chal to lach alamed yo. So it's not more over here. The wife sent the shliach, and the shliach says, your wife asked me to serve as a shliach to accept the get, to receive the get, and her behalf, the husband says, I'll give you the get, but I don't want you, I don't want you to be mekabelet that it should be chal now. I want you to serve as my shliach lohiloche, that the get should only take effect if and when you'll give it to her. But nisht is nisht. If he doesn't want to give it now, but the Baal has the brera not to give it to the shliach lekabelet, to serve as a, he has the power to say, I don't want to give it to you as a shliach lekabelet. Lefichach, imam alo habal, if the Baal tells the shliach, yef, she should tekabelo, I don't want you to serve as a shliach lekabola, elo, I want you to serve as my shliach lohailocha, hailach retain lo. So then he becomes a shliach lohailocha, and up until the time that he will deliver the get to the wife, she will not yet be megureshes and imrat alach. Yavzer, if the husband wants to change his mind, he can. Yeah, this we know.
Shimon Gamliel, do I know? How can he change his shliach?
The husband says, I don't want to give it to you that you should serve as a shliach lekabola. The husband has a bearer not to give the get bechlal. He doesn't have to give it all.
If he has so even, to his wife, he gives it to his wife, and he can make that condition. So
he can give it to the wife and say, right? He can give it to the wife and say, I want to postpone the halos till 30 days. So it's the same Rabbi. He says, I don't want to give it to you that you should receive it as a shlich lekabola. So nisht is nisht. He says, I want you to serve it. Shlich loyloch. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, this lashon is also good. Af Omer is too legiti, and matzah lachzo yachzah. What if the wife tells the shliach, his kabel ligiti, his kabel, it's a lashon for shliach lekabola. What if she says, tul ligiti? What does that expression mean? So does it mean, bring me the get, and when I'll accept, when I'll receive the get, I'll get divorced? Or does it mean, tul ligiti, when you'll get the get from the husband? So the shaila, lashon many adam, bizman hazeh may not take. So that's the question. So that's the shaila, right? So that's the shaila. In Lashon Bnei Adam, what does it mean? So whatever it means today is not necessarily the same as what it meant. Gamliel claims to Ligiti, same as his Kabel. Same as his Kabel. It could be that his man is that's not the same as his Kabel.
He says Giti, no get there, and Ligiti is the get that was given to me.
Well, wasn't it given? It wasn't written yet.
Well, yeah, well, it's Giti already.
Okay, the Mashmoyes is he's explaining why the Mashmoyes is that it has already, it will have already been there. Okay, okay. So Zainazah. Then the Gemara goes into details. The Gemara, a lot of these details are just questions of umdine. Questions of, so we'll leave that. Oh, he's talking again. He's again. The next, we'll do another Mishnah, and then the third Mishnah will start Gemara. Because the Gemara here is a lot of it is just umdine. Some of it is halacha, but most of it is umdine. Here on Samach Gimel Beis, we already did a lot of this Gemara. There's a Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Gimel Beis. The bottom Mishnah says, Oisha Shomra, the last two lines on Samach Gimel Beis. Mishnah Yom. Oisha Shomra, his Kabbalah Giti. If the wife appointed a Shlech Le Kabbalah, and later on she wants to prove that she is divorced. So the Mishnah says, Tzricha shtei kita yedim. She has to have two pairs of witnesses to prove that she's allowed to remarry. What two pairs of witnesses? Shnayim, two witnesses, Shamrim b'faneinu Omra, that she said in our presence she's appointing this person as a shliach lekabbalah sageh. Ushnayim Shamrim b'faneinu kibil b'korah. And then you have to have another two witnesses who will testify that we were watching in our presence b'faneinu when we were there. The husband gave the get to the shliach, and then they ripped up the get. What in the world? What is that all about? Ripping up the get. Why do you rip up the get? So the Gemara asks over here, what is the korah? Why are they ripping up the get? So the Gemara says it was b'shas k'zeres hashmad. The Romans would give you an einish misa if they would catch you observing the Jewish religion. But they had to give a get, so then take it from me out. After they gave the get, they would rip it up and burn it to make sure that they would never get caught. There wouldn't be any evidence left. So the Mishnah was written, the Lashon and the Mishnah was written, B'shaz G'zeres HaShmad Shanim. That's how the Gemara says. Amar Rav Yehuda Marab, B'shaz HaGzeres Shanu, so they had to rip it up. So what does the Mishnah say? In order for the woman to prove that she's allowed to remarry, she's going to have two pairs of witnesses. She's going to have two witnesses who testify that she appointed this person as a shliach, and then she's going to have two witnesses who say, we saw the way the husband gave the get to the shliach. So if you put two and two together, so you have Eda, so she's permitted to read that.
That's only
the Shas Hashmad, that's only the ripping. The ripping, yeah. First Mishnah did not mention, no, that's what this Mishnah is adding the din. The first Mishnah just says the general din of shliach is when you get collar.
You have to prove it.
If you have the get that has two chasimas on the bottom, then she doesn't need any witnesses to prove anything. She has the get with the witnesses, so the get is considered Haggadah Seidus that she is Megureshes. But if you tore it up, so how's she going to prove that she can remarry? She doesn't have it. It was ripped up. So she's in order to prove that she's allowed to remarry, so then she's going to have two pairs of witnesses. What about, let's say, Shalai Bishatz Kzeres HaShmad? And they're not going to rip up the get. And then Bizman HaGemar, that was the practice. The woman held on to the get in order to prove that she was Megureshes. Bizman HaZeh, we give her the get and then we take it back. The Rabbanim keep it on the file and they give her a different document that's signed by the Bezin that's called a Ptur. A document that says she's permitted to remarry. But let's say Bizman HaGemar, that the woman used to hold on to the get. Would it be necessary to have two witnesses watching at the time that she appoints a shliach le kabbalas haget? Do you need two witnesses watching?
And two witnesses that he gave.
Sandaf Dalet Amin Aleph, we had, we just learned Dalet Amin Aleph a while ago, a couple of years ago. Dalet Amin Aleph, there was a famous thesis there. But the Tesis quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rogel Rabbeinu Tam, Loima the Rabbeinu Tam, Fleg Alam Al Zogen, that everybody agrees you have to have two witnesses watching when the get is given over, just like by Chasinah. You have to have Eidus Lekima Dover. When the Chasin gives the ring to the Kala, and he says, Hariyat Mekudeshes, Habad, you have to have witnesses watching. If you don't have witnesses watching, the whole Kiddushin is not Chal. Not just we won't be able to prove it, if you can't prove that the Kiddushin occurred, the Kiddushin didn't occur. let's say a boy takes a girl out on a date and they decide they want to get married, and he gives her a ring and he says, Harayat Mekudesh, Asleep at Habazu, and he means it and she means it, but there are no witnesses, so the din is that she can go marry whoever she wants. They're not married, because the halacha is you have to have two eidim watching at the time that he gives the kiddush. That's what we call eidus v'kiyum hadavar. So the Rabbeinu Tam says the same is true by a get. At the time that you give the get, the Rabbeinu Tam claims you must always have two witnesses watching when the get is given over, l'kiyum hadavar. So the two.
No. Giving the get.
No, b'shas nesiris a get. When the husband gives the get to the shliach l'kabbalah. Right, so the Mishnah here is speaking where they ripped up the get later on, and she won't be able to, how is she going to prove that she got divorced? So she's going to have to document everything with two witnesses. So she's going to have two pairs of witnesses, shteki t'yedim. Two witnesses who testify that the husband gave the get to the shliach, and two witnesses who testify that he was appointed a shliach l'kabbalah before the husband gave the get over to the man. It may turn out to be the same two witnesses. May turn out to be the same, may turn out to be different, does make a difference. That's how the Mishnah says. Afilu hein harishenim hein acharenim, even if it's the same two witnesses who testify that they were present when the wife appointed the shliach and they were present when the husband gave the get over to the shliach, even though it looks a little fishy, how can it be? They were in Boston, they were in New York. They traveled along with the shliach. So it looks a little strange. Even though it looks a little strange. Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's what it is.
Yeah.
No, but she appointed him as a shliach, not right before, probably a week before.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what do you need a shliach for? So let the husband give the get to the wife in person. So she appointed a shliach in Boston. Then the shliach came to New York, and then the husband gave him the get. So it looks a little strange. The same two witnesses were in Boston when the wife appointed this man as a shliach, and the same two guys come, and they say, we were in New York when the husband gave over the get. So it doesn't look a little fishy. The Mishnah says no. Even if it's the same two people who testified, we were there the first time, we were there the second time, it's good.
Why would you need Adam when she makes it to a point?
So that's the Shaila. When the Mishnah says that you have to have two pairs of witnesses, is that only when the Mishnah goes, Korah, they ripped up the get.
Yeah.
So how's she going to prove? How's she going to be able to prove that she's allowed to remarry? She lives in a community, everybody knows she's an Eishes Ish for the last 20 years. How can she prove that she's allowed to be? If she goes to a community, we don't know who she is, a woman comes. So the woman is Becheskes Pnuyah. When she was born, she wasn't married. 60 years ago, when she was born, she wasn't married. Nishtalof the Chazokah, she's still single. Aye, she says, Eish Yisisha Yisi, Viniz Garashti. Does HaPesha Asa HaPesha Hita? She was the one, that's like a Migu. It's like we call that HaPesha Asa HaPesha Hita. She's the one who made Shavi Anav Shechatir Yisrael. She was the one who said that she got married. We wouldn't have known. So she's Bagalot. She's believed to say, Viniz Garashti. But if she lives in the community the last 20 years, we know she's an Eishes Ish. So how is she believed to say Viniz Garashti? She ain't in the menace. The woman is ain't in the menace. So she's going to have to prove that she was Viniz Garashti. Then she has the get with the chasimas. That's the proof. But if they ripped up the get because B'shaz Kzeres Hashmat Shaninu, how is she going to prove it? So the Mishnah says you have to have the two pairs of witnesses. What if it's not a Gzeres Hashmat? What if she's going to hold on to the get? There's not going to be a problem. She's going to hold on. Do you still need the two pairs of witnesses? The one when she appoints him as a shliach, and the two pair, and the two witnesses when the husband gives over the get. So when the husband gives over the get, that's the Rabbeinu Tam. Not everybody agrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. Shulchan Aruch is a machlokes. The Rambam and the Rif don't agree, but the Rabbeinu Tam, Hayorog Yoloim, the Rabbeinu Tam always used to say that when you give the get, why do you need two witnesses? That's like giving the kes of kiddushin to the kala. You have to have two witnesses when you give the get, just like Dovah should be Eidim is here. Everybody agrees. But Tosfos says there's a machlokes with Eidim Chasima Karasi, or Eidim Misira Karasi. So Tosfos says, no, that's a different machlokes. Do you need Eidim Chasima? But Eidim Misira, everybody agrees you have to have Eidim Misira. If you don't have Eidim Misira, so there's no Dovah should be Erva, nobody need Eidim Misira. What?
That's a question.
Okay, we're getting there. We're getting little by little.
Well, that's a question.
What do I care whether it's Eidim or Kabbalah?
No, but maybe they found it.
So Nochemal, so one by one. So the pair of witnesses that has to watch when the get is given by the husband to the Shlech LeKabbalah, that the Rabbi Natam says that's Eidus L'Kima Dovah. What about when the wife appoints the Shliach as the Shlech LeKabbalah? Do you need, is it Aloha that you need Eidus L'Kima Dovah then?
No.
Or is it just, how are they going to prove it? A man is going to come from Boston and he says, your wife appointed me as a Shlich, I should receive the get. How can I believe this Meshuggah?
If she no.
He does want to accept. How does he know? How does he know? Maybe he's lying. So if the wife calls me on the telephone, she says, yeah, I just appointed the man. She calls me from Boston and says, I just appointed this man, my cousin, Pliny, or Plinus, my female cousin, my male cousin, whatever. She appointed him, so then there's no shayla. The husband knows. She just called him on the phone. She doesn't call him on the phone. So of course he's going to have some document. He has to have a ksav hashoa to prove that he's a shlich l'kabbal. But let's say it's not a question of being mevarer. Not a question. She calls him on the phone. She says, I appointed my cousin. He's going to come tomorrow at 3 o'clock. She makes all the arrangements by telephone. So do you still need eidus l'kiyum hadover when the woman appoints the shliach l'holochas haget? The kabbalah haget. Do you need eidus l'kiyum hadover? So that's what the Rambam and the Ravid both learned, yes. The Rambam and the Ravid both learned Shat in the Mishnah. Tzricha shtei kitei edim is not only Mebirur HaGavah that she has to prove later on because they ripped up the get.
Anytime.
Just like the second pair of edim is the Eidus L'Kiyum HaGavah where the edim is Sira. The Rabbi Natam says you must have edim is Sira otherwise the get is not Chal. So the Rambam and the Rabbi both learn when a woman appoints a shliach lekabolos haget, you must have eidus l'kiyum hadavar. That too is called the davar shebiyervo, because if she wouldn't have appointed him as a shliach lekabolah, when he receives the get, is meaningless. So the appointment that he should serve as a shliach lekabolah, that's crucial. Yeah, so that's also labeled as a davar shebiyervo that needs two eidus l'kiyum hadavar. But the Rambam and the Ravid have a machlokes. What if it wouldn't be the case where the wife is appointed the shlich lekabbalah? What about when the husband appoints a shlich lahilacha?
Oh.
What about when the husband appoints a shlich lahilacha saget?
He has a get in his hand.
So the Ravid says the
same thing.
So the Ravid says the same thing. The Ravid, and that's the Rambam, says like that. The Ravid says the same thing. If the receiving of the get, when the get is given over, when the Baal gives the get to the Shliach HaKabbalah of the Isha, it's meaningless unless she appointed him as a Shliach LeKabbalah. And the same thing, when the Shliach L'Hailoch of the Baal gives the get over to the Isha, that's meaningless unless the Baal had truly appointed him as a Shliach L'Hailoch. So if you say that that's called Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. It's not enough. The wife should call up on the phone and say, I'm sending my cousin, and make sure you give him the get tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's not enough. She calls up and he knows that it's so. You have to have Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar when she appoints him as the Shlich LeKabbalah. So the Ravid says the same is true. When the husband appoints a Shlich LeHilacha. And the Rambam says not so. The Rambam says no. The husband appoints a Shlich LeHilacha. The Rambam, the proof that the Ravid has like that. No. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam writes like this. What about a man wants to sell real estate? And he appoints an agent, he appoints a shliach to sell the karka for him. A man wants to be mafresh truma, and he appoints somebody from the rabbanut as his mashkiach to be mafresh truma. He says, does he need eidus l'kiyum hadavar? No, you only need it. Not a davar shebi'ervo, no. Oh, so the Rambam says, when the husband appoints a shliach to give the get, that's regular din. That's like a balabos makes a shliach for anything. He says, that's not it. He said, Rambam writes, that's not a unique din, that's not a special din.
By get.
That's special by get. The stachad din shlichus in kolot terakula. Mechatez, he says, a shlich to be mafresh truma, a shlich to sell karka, a shlich to buy, you have to make eidus l'kiyum hadavar. So he says, that's nothing unique in hilchus, in hilchus shlichus. The fact that the wife can make a shlich l'kabbalah bichlal is a unique din. You need a special pasuk v'shilcha. It doesn't even make any sense. Why? How can the wife make a shlich l'kabbalah? The get is given bal korcha, she's nishkin balabas pechlal. So you needed a special gzeres hakasa. So the Rambam says, aha, that's a special form of shlichus that only exists by gerishin. It doesn't exist in kolat harakula. So that appointment of such a shliach does say adav shebi'erva. But when a husband appoints a shlich lo'ilachas haget, The Rambam says, "Hareze kimoy mishem memanish shliach to be mafresh truma and to sell real estate." That the regular din of shlichus that doesn't need edus lekemadosh.
No,
the shilach is the marker for kala terakula. That shluchas shlodim kemoisa. That's the regular din. The shilchah that's already a yotzim in a klal. But the shilach is the klal. This is the source of the rule. The shilchah is a yotzim in a klal. That's the Rambam shita. Now, how are you going to prove? That's another question. The bir hadavah. The bir hadavah, how are you going to prove? So that's going to be a question. How are you going to prove? But the Rambam. Right, so let's say the husband calls up the wife on a telephone and he says, "I'm sending this man and he's going to give you the get and he's my shliach." So she knows that it's good. She knows that it's good. And then so that's what the Rambam and the Rambam say, that's no good. That's a special din. If I'm Mekadosh and a girl and there's nobody around, and I know and she knows I was Mekadosh, the din is the Kedushin on that Chal. The Kedushin on that Chal. That's called Eidus Lekiyam Adova. If there's no Eidim, the Kedushin is not Chal at all. So by the Kabbalah Taget, that's Eidus Lekiyam Adova. When the wife appoints a Shliach, that's Eidus Lekiyam Adova. Even though he called on a telephone, everybody knows it's not Chal. You have to have Eidus Lekiyam Adova. But when the husband appoints a Shliach, Lailachas Taget, that's a Machlek, is the Rambam and the Raizit. So the Rambam's opinion is that that's nothing unique to Hilchas Gerushin. That's a regular din of Shlichas from Kala Tarakula. So his opinion is that you don't need Eidus Lekiyam Adova. And the Raivit says no. If the husband was not Memana the Shliach, the get wouldn't take effect later. So that was Adova Shabierva. It just became Adova Shabierva here. That's the Machlek, is the Rambam and the Raivit. So the Mishnah points out, even if you have the same witnesses, you have to have two pairs of witnesses. One Katedim would testify, "We were there when the wife appointed him as a Shliach." The wife lives in Boston, so she appointed the Shliach Lekabolas Aget in Boston. And then the same pair of witnesses say, "We were there in Boston when the wife appointed, and we were there the next day in New York when the husband gave the get to the Shliach." So even though it looks a little fishy, the Mishnah says it's still good. It's still good. I feel a hein horishain and a hein achrein. How do we pass kind of the machlekes the Rambam and the Raivit? I think we're machma like the Raivit, that you do need Eidus Lekiyam Adova. I think so. Like the Raivit Shita, that is the same, that you do need Eidus Lekiyam Adova even when the Baal is Memana Mishliach.
Yes.
Krishna says even if the same witnesses are testifying that they were there both times, they're Nemanim. Even though it looks a little strange in Nemanim. Echad min Roshen, Echad min Achrein, Echad min Tzarev Imon. Let's say one person says, "I was there in Boston when the wife appointed him as a shliach, and I was there again in New York when the husband gave the get to the shliach." And the other one who testifies, that was another person who was there in Boston, and the other aid in New York was a different. So there are three aidim. One was only there b'shas mina shliach, one was only there b'shas kabbalas aget, and one was there both times. So any combination is good. If you have two separate pairs, it's about a good. Any combination is acceptable. Tosis points out, over here there's a... could have thought perhaps this, you have sometimes a din of Naki Rive Mamoy Nafu Medachai. Gemara has a strange din that does never exists on the level of Deraisa. It only exists in cases Derabanan. But the Gemara has theoretically, it should be a din Deraisa, that when you have Al Pishnei Eidim, Yakum Dovar, so it means each Eid Echad accomplishes half of the job. What if you have a case where one Eid is accomplishing three quarters of the job? So then the Gemara says it's no good. That's called Naki minus one quarter. Naki means minus. Naki river de mamina minus three quarters of the mamin is being yotzai de edech. Gemara is a funny case. By Kiyum Shtoris, you have such a case. So one might have thought over here that it has to be symmetrical. Each aid only accomplishes half of the story. But here, one of the aidim is accomplishing half is too much. He's accomplishing some over here and some over here. The Mishnah says any combination is acceptable, it doesn't pose any problem. Tesis has the famous kasha here. Afila heim harishainim on samach gimel and beis is a famous tesis. The second half, the imtaima, the last 10 lines. Tesis points out that in Bava Kama and in Bava Basra and Cheskes Abatim, there's a famous machlokes hatanoim regarding a pasuk. It says, "Al pishnai meidim yokum dovor." So the Gemara darshan is on the word dovor. Dovor v'loy chotzi dovor. If the pair of eidim only accomplish half of the story, and they dafanon kumen to an under pair eidim, so that's no good. Yeah. Adam have to be able to solve the whole problem on their own. So Taisa says, but here it's a Mishnah. But here it's a Mishnah. That's the Kasha. Here you have one pair of Eidim testify that the wife appointed him as the Shliach LeKabbalas HaGet, and the other pair of Eidim testify that the Baal gave the Get to the Shliach LeKabbalah. And these Eidim without those Eidim are meaningless, and these Eidim without those Eidim are meaningless. So that's Taisa's Kasha. Shouldn't it be a problem of Dovah V'Lechatzi Dovah? At least there's a Machlekes HaTanaim, how far you go. So Rabbi Kiva, we don't accept Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Rabbi Kiva is the big machmer on this. Rabbi Kiva says, more machmer. The case that they argue is, a man has a cheskes habatim. I'm living in the karka for the last 5 years. And then you come, you were in Eretz Yisrael. Then you come back and you say, once. It's your house. And you can prove with documents that the house used to belong to you. I have no way to prove the house is mine. But I claim that I bought it to you. I bought it from you. When you announced your interest to move to Eretz Yisrael, so I bought the house and I gave you cash and shine, it's all taken care of, and I lost the document. I lost it in the stomach today, it wouldn't be gemalt, it's probably not even valid, unless you record it by the government. So mitam dina machusa, the kinyan wouldn't take effect. But it's not a gemara, it wasn't required that you have to record it by the government. So if the person claims that he bought the house, but he has no way to prove it, so there's a din of cheskes habatim shalosh shanim. If I was living in the house for 3 years, so, and I have a taina. Glat, I say I was living here for 3 years, no one ever objected. So that squatter's rights doesn't exist. But if I claim I bought it, I have a chazok eshiyeshi matain. I say I bought the house and I paid for it and you made kinyonim and everything. And now I lost my raya, I lost my document. He claims that he bought it. But he has no way to prove it. But he can prove that he was living in the house for 3 years, and the Morikama knew about it. Okay. So very good kasha. So that's what the beginning of Perek Cheskes Habatim explains. Why should it work? The Ktzeis HaChayshin says, bottom line, it's a takana de Rabbonim. On the level of the Reis, it doesn't work. He says the whole institution of Cheskes Habatim only works with the Rabbonim. And others disagree, but that's the Ktzeis HaChayshin says, like you say. On the level of the Reis, it doesn't work. It's only takana de Rabbonim that such a thing should exist. So there, in the case of Cheskes Habatim, I'm living in the house for 3 years. I have to prove I was living in the house for 3 years. So the next door neighbors come and they testify, yeah, I was each living there for the last year. 5 years. So let's say there were different neighbors every year. Someone was there the first year, someone was there the second year, someone was there the third year. So that's the famous Machlokes Rebbe Kiva and the Chachamim. So Rebbe Kiva says, Dova v'loi chotzi dova. You have to have the same two witnesses testify on all the 3 years. And if you have a separate pair of witnesses on 1 year, separate pair of witnesses on the other 2 years, it's no good. Double v'lei chatzi double. We don't paskin like that. We paskin that it is good, but we also agree that there is a din of double v'lei chatzi double that sometimes does apply. Rabbi Kiva is very. They both. Everybody agrees there's a din of al pishnai meidim from double v'lei chatzi double. You cannot accept testimony of a chatzi double. The eidim have to give a double shalem. But it's a machlekes hatanoim. Where do you draw the lines? What's considered a chatzi double? When is it not considered a chatzi double? So Taisa says Rebbe Kiva is the biggest machmir in the Dovah v'lechatzi Dovah. And you don't find over here that anybody disagrees with this mission. It sounds like everybody's masking. So they ask, how is that possible? Rebbe Kiva is also masking. Isn't this mamish a violation of Dovah v'lechatzi Dovah? She cannot prove that she's muteris l'hinasi l'ashuk unless she's going to have two pairs of witnesses, shnayim shama v'faneinu omro, or shnayim shama v'faneinu kibo v'koras. You have to, with that phone coming to two pairs of witnesses, isn't that in violation of Dovah v'lechatzi Dovah? So Taisus first starts to give a whole teretz based on a complicated sugya here, and then at the end Taisus says no. Since they're absolutely separate things, by a cheskes habatim, the achilas teretz, the living in the house for all 3 years, is one cheskes habatim. Imam is one unit. It takes 3 years till I live in the house for 3 years. But it's one pool of living in the karka for 3 years. So since that's one unit, that's Rabbi Kiva and Siz Dabav Lechazdav. But these are Mamish Alpitin, two unrelated. These are different units.
Not a continuous.
In Ishlichas, right, even though one is dependent on the other, one is taller than the other, but still, that's the halacha of that's not called Dabav Lechazdav. That's Taisus. The Rishonim quote this in Taisus. Okay, that you have to learn through the sugya of Dovah Lechatzi Dovah to see whether it's always so.
But let's say the woman takes two Eidim and appoints ABC and my Shaliach and give him a power of attorney. he writes up a shield, notarized power attorney, so and so is my power attorney, and it's notarized to the government, it's like Snay Adin. Can this be not this power of attorney, but this power of attorney, can he accept the guest without the aid? A general power of attorney the woman gives to somebody.
Anyone
to accept the guest.
Yeah.
Is any power of attorney?
You have to have two kosher Yiddish aiden.
Now we assume that the government, when it's notarized, it's like aiden.
No, when the government, that's right, right in Dini Mominus. When you say a numdene, you want to say a chazaka that it's so. The government wouldn't sign a document unless it's so. But here it's not enough. Here it's halacha. Let's say the chosim will give the ring to the kala, and the government will notarize that he said hariat mukodeshesli. Kaidach nishet. Then is that you have to have two kosher aiden. You have an umdene that it really happened. You have to have two kosher
aiden.
Two aiden.
I'm saying a general power of attorney. This is what I'm asking.
What do you mean? What do you mean, general?
If the woman gives the power of attorney that I, by this, empower Moshe Chaim
to do anything
for me on all behalf to get everything,
and then the Baal gives her a guest.
But why not? I can't. If she can get him, if she can get $1 million from anyone, can give her a guest too.
Yeah, if it's included, it depends on Lashem of the Adam. It simply depends on Lashem of the Adam. If you would ask 1,000 people, is this included? Is the meaning shlichus? The Kabbalah included in such a general power of attorney. So if the umdana will be that includes a statement on Kabbalah Saget, it'll be included. It depends what the umdana is.
If the woman is immobilized, she can move and she gives somebody the apotropos.
It depends what the umdana is.
And you don't need to swear agent that you can make a general apotropos.
You can make a general shliach for everything.
Yes.
If the umdana is that the get was included. If the umdana is that it only meant any moment, it didn't include. You have to ask 1,000 people and take a poll. That's how all the umdana is. And the umdana, whatever the umdana is in one case, may not necessarily be the same in another case. It depends, and in one generation may be different. Depends what language you use. Depends on a lot of things. Okay. Then the Gemara goes a complicated sugya. We learned a good part of this sugya also. Okay. Let's go to Mishnah Samach Dalet on the base. Maybe here we'll go straight in the Gemara. Mishnah Samach Dalet on the base. Who receives the get? Who receives the get? The husband gives the get to his wife. What if the wife is not yet in the suah? She's only an arusa. Erisin means when he gives the ring and says Hari Amu Kodeshesli, but he didn't do the chuppah yet. He didn't have Knesset Luchah, but there are differences between, she's an Eishes Ish. Yeah. And today in modern Hebrew you say Erisin, they got engaged. But in Tanakh, Erisin means that they're married. Kiddushin is called Erisin. And Nisuin is chuppah. We do it backwards. We have the Chasim Kala march under the chuppah,
and then
he gives the ring. Yeah, it's really backwards. Really, the Beis Yosef quotes, really, they should march down the aisle up until the chuppah. You should give the ring,
then
say the Birchas Nisuin, the Sheva Brachas, and then walk under the chuppah. You should really say the Birchas Nisuin, Oiva Las Yosef, before you have the chuppah. So the Beis Yosef quotes, says, we don't do it like that. We have to march under the chuppah, and he gives her the ring. Okay. But the Badekin, right? Some Rishonim say the Badekin is the Nisuin. So you did it already an hour before. He already did the Nisuin before, way before he did the Kiddush. But he has to cover over her face. That's it? That's the Nisuin. But at the time he does the Badekin, nothing took effect yet. It means if later on he gives her a ring, she'll jump from a Pnuya to a Nisua. Usually go in two stages. You give a ring, she converts from a Pnuya to an Arusa. And then you stand under the chuppah, you have yichud, and then you convert it from an arusa into an esua. Here, if you did badekin first, or you stand under the canopy, nothing happened yet, she's still single. Stand under the chuppah from today till next year, she's still single. But when he gives her the ring, she goes straight from an arusa, from a pnuya, to an esua. She jumps.
Is out. It's squashed in.
Yeah. She goes from being single, she goes to the full stage of marriage, she becomes an esua.
Some places in
Lachatonim
are doing
the Badek. Chosin doesn't even go. Right. The Nuri Behuda quotes a different minhagim. Who does the Badek? Yeah.
So in that case, it's definitely not Nisuin.
No. The Nuri Behuda claims that it is Nisuin, but it's understood that the Chosin has to appoint the Rav
as the shliach to do the badek.
The
Yehuda writes like that, that the chosen, no, that's Rav Soloveitchik, had a tain against the Nadi Behuda. He said, how can you make a shliach to do nisuin? He had an argument with the, but the Nadi Behuda writes like that on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. The Dogel Mevava writes like that. That even in the Mekoymus, where the chosen doesn't go bichlal, tells you different countries, where the meaning is that the chosen doesn't go at all, that the Mechutonim or the Rabbonim do the Badek. And so he said it's understood. The Chosin is appointing them as a shlich to do the Nisu and to do the Badek and on his behalf. So that was Rav Soloveitchik's time, and he thought that maybe he can't make a shlich to do Nisu. Okay, that's a shan. So now the Mishnah has such a case. When a girl is born, she's a ktan until she becomes a bas mitzvah. When she becomes bas mitzvah, she's called a gdoila, she's a naira, for the first 6 months. And then after the age of 12 and a half, after 6 months, then she becomes a bogeri. And there are differences. When she's a ketana, she's not mechuyev in mitzvahs min ha'Torah, only mitam chinuch. After she becomes a gedolah, after a naira, she's mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. And then there are differences between a naira and a bogeret. Several differences l'alocha, quite a few differences. And then there are two stages in the marriage. You take a penuya, you get married, she becomes an arusa. Then after you have the chuppah, after you have the yichud, then she becomes an esua. So what if the girl is a naira, hamu rasa? She's not yet a bogeres. Once she becomes a bogeres at the age of 12 and a half, she's yotze meshus avia. She's no longer meshus avia. And she's only an arusa. Once she becomes a nesua, she's also yotze meshus avia. The Mishnah in the end of the Dharm says that these two, either nisuin or bagrus, when the girl becomes a bogeres, she's the age of 12 and a half, or the girl becomes a nesua, she leaves the father's meshus alpidin. I mean, she's still living in the father. I have daughters who were after the age of 12 and a half, they're still living by us, but al pi halacha, she's not considered binoreh beis avia. Father no longer has the right to be mekabel kiddushin for the daughter, he no longer has the right to be meifer than a dorm, he can no longer sell her, maisi odeh is no longer liyavia min ha-Torah. The rabbonim, but it won't be min ha-Torah. It's only maisi odeh liyavia, is only doing katnus and doing nairas. Yeah. So the Mishnah has this case, if the girl is a naira hamurasa, she's married, but she didn't have nisuin yet, and she didn't have bagrus yet, so then she's still b'shus avia. Even though she's married to the husband, she only had erisin, she's still considered b'shus avia. So the halacha says, if the husband wants to divorce the wife, he can either give the get to the wife in person, or he can give the get to the father. That's the Tanakhama. He v'avia means either she or the father, mikablam as vita. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says that doesn't make any sense. Om Rabbi Yehuda, ein shtei adayim zeches kachas. How can that be that two people simultaneously have the koyach habaylus on the same thing? How can it be? Sometimes you have shutzvin in a business, 50-50, 75-25, whatever. We're not baylim on the same thing. I own 50% of the business, you own 50%. I own 25%, you own 75%. But I don't own the same thing that you own. I'm a balabos on my share, you're the balabos on your share. But to have two people are the independent baylim on the same thing. The get can either be given to the father or to the girl, and either way the same effect will come. Rabbi Yehuda says, if let's say a woman appoints a shliach lekabolas haget, so the husband has a brayer either to give the get to the shliach or to give the get to the wife in person, he can give the get. But that's not called shtei adayim zeches keachas. The wife is the bailim, the wife is the yad, and the shliach is a shliach on behalf, he's not an independent balabas. So Rabbi Yehuda understood over here, this is impossible. How can you have two people balabatim on the same thing? So what do the Chachamim hold over here? That's a shayla. It's a good argument. What do the Chachamim hold?
You have many differences by an Arab. Either the Baal can be made for the middle or the...
No. Let's say a naira hamurasa, the girl is a good mashal, but it's not so. You need both together. You need shutzes, both. So when the husband is made, if a woman is married already, she's in a suwa, the husband is made for all by himself. And if the girl is a naira hamurasa, you need both are made for. So if the hefer hav, well, the hefer hav, bal hefer hav, the hefer hav is not. I mean that each one is like a shutzes. But over here, it's either... Yes, so that's shutzvis, I understand. He's a half a balabos and he's a half a balabos. Each one's a balabos on parts, a half and a half is a whole. That we understand a little bit. But over here, you either give the get to the father or you give the get to the girl. So Buddha says that cannot be. How can you have two independent bailim? Each one is a balabos
on the same thing. Bilus means exclusivity.
One it, and the other one should say, I don't want it. The father accepts the get, and the girl feels, I don't want the get.
Yeah.
I mean, because
well, the get can always be bal karcha. So he says the get can be given bal karcha either to the father or to the daughter. It means that each one is an independent bilus.
So how can that be?
So let's see, Rabbi Yehuda's time is it can't be, only the father, the girl cannot be mekabel get, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like the Chachamim in the Mishnah. So that's a shaila, what does that mean? According to the Chachamim, either the father or the daughter can receive the get. What do they talk to do with the time of Rabbi Yehuda? What do they talk to do? So the Gemara asks it, b'mai komif ligi. It was by state machlekes. So they say Rabbanan sari da chacham holds an ishkan kasha. Yodi yisere the zochi lo rachmana. The Torah was mechadesh that there are two, either the yad haba, either the yad ha'av, or the yad ha'isha her own yad. Rabbi Yehuda Sofer b'mokam aviyo yadi lo lav klumi. Whenever the father, if the father's not alive, so he gives the get to the wife. But if the father is alive and it's still a naira hamurasa. It's before Nisuin and before Bagrus, so she's still Bishus Aviyah. So the only Bailam on the get can be the father, you can't give it in person. So what's Taka? My time in the Chacham, what does that mean? Yoda Yiserto Zochi Lo Rachmona.
Just like she sends a Shaliyah.
That's a good question. Also, that's a very good question. Where is the Pasuk? I don't know. I still don't know where the Pasuk is. I don't know. That's a good question. But who's the Yad Yisera to Zoch Lerachmona?
She is a Yad. So
she's the extra Yad, or the father's the extra Yad? Who's the extra Yad here?
There is an extra Yad.
This issue is a machloikis amaroyim that Taisus quotes.
Yeah.
This Taisus Naira Hamarasa. Taisus quotes from Kiddushin Daf Mem Dalet Amid Beis. It's a machloikis amaroyim. When we paskin like the Chachamim de Rabbi Yehuda, that Avia Mekablam Ezgito, what does that mean? We disagree with Rabbi Yehuda? We don't know what the pasuk is. We disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. We say, Yodi Yusei Rezoch Lerachmona, she is a balabas on the get, and he and the father is a balabas. Either one can be Mekabel Get, and either one has the right to be Memana Shliach to be Mekabel Get. The wife can appoint the Shliach. The wife can always appoint it. That's what the whole Terek is all about. The wife can appoint the Shliach Lekabolas Aget. So what about over here? Can the wife appoint the Shliach Lekabolas Aget when she's a Naira Hamaros? So there's a Machlekes in the Gemara, huh?
Ketana cannot give a Shliach.
Ketana, that's correct. Ketana cannot, but what if she's not a Ketana? Ketana is until Bas Mitzvah. What if she's a Naira Hamarasa? You're right. What if she's a Naira Hamarasa? The 6 months in between Bas Mitzvah and Boigeres.
Before the six months,
she's a Ketana. Before the age of 12, she's a Ketana, so that's correct. A Ketana cannot appoint a Shliach, so that's up direct. What if she's a Naira Hamarasa? And we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like the Chachamim, that the husband can either give the get to the father or to the Naira Hamarasa. So do you say he can either give the get to the father's shliach or to the wife's shliach? Or do you say no, the wife doesn't have the right to appoint the shliach?
Why not?
That's a good question, but that's how we paskin that. We paskin that, believe it or not. The Gemara paskins no. But why can't he can give it to the father's shliach? Why can't he give it to the wife's shliach?
She becomes the
shliach. A normal Naira can make a Shliach. If the father's out of the picture, the father's not alive, Gishtarben, the Naira can make a Shliach. Haktana, he says, the Ketana cannot make a Shliach. Ketana is Labazdas. A Naira can. But here, when the father is alive...
Can you make a Shliach for other things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She can make a Shliach for everything in the world. Yeah.
Yeah, but
she can make a Shliach for a get also if the father's dead. But if the father is alive...
She can make a
Shliach.
But if the father is alive and the father has the ability to make a shliach, and she cannot, that's a machloikis in Kiddush and Mem Dalar and Beis, and we pask in the Maskana, she cannot make a shliach. Why? Why? What is that all about? So the Ramban on this daf explains the Gemara there. The Ramban over there doesn't say anything. The Ramban on Gittin on daf Samach Dalar explains that Gemara on the bottom of the rift. There's a long Ramban. So he explains the Gemara in Mem Dalar. He says the machloikis Amaroyim there is somebody else. If you have shutva, means I own half, you own half. My half belongs to me and not to you. Your half belongs to you, doesn't belong to me. So Rabbi Yehuda, we understand. You can't have two people buy them. What did the Chachamim do with that argument? So one opinion in Amoraim is they don't accept that argument. They hold a pasuk somewhere, we don't know what the pasuk is. That there are two bailamot, two independent bailamot, either the father or the daughter.